two mass shootings. We have on average at least one a day in the United States. Explain what's happening.
Well, what's happening is that we have a political hegemon in power. He has been in power for over 10 years. He has a majority in parliament. He's a hands-on president. He's also the president of the ruling party. So when he promises something, when he says he's going to move on something, he moves on it, and people know that he can deliver. So the protests, the mass opposition protests that we've had a couple of days ago, and we're expecting another major protest tonight, these protests are not so much against his measures. People, by and large, approve the measures that the president has announced. People are surrendering their weapons en masse. He just announced today that 9,000 weapons were surrendered, which is more than had happened in four previous campaigns of the sort, where people were asked to turn in their unregistered weapons and there would be no consequences if they do. But the protests are really the protests against this long-serving president who is being accused of being a dictator. And he truly politically is omnipotent. So the opposition sees this crisis of people's sense of security as a good opportunity to try to dislodge or destabilize the government and extort some important political concessions. They want several key people in the government that are known as personal choices of the president to be fired. They want two of the most popular political stations to lose their broadcasting licenses, at least for national frequencies, and only to remain cable companies. So they have huge demands, and they figured that this is a good moment to try to win some concessions from a very strong and stable, otherwise stable government.
You are, to say the least, a global observer. You've seen what's happened in the United States, and then you see what's happening in Serbia. How are the mass shootings in the United States perceived from there? And this immediate crackdown on guns, especially illegal guns on the streets of Serbia, like we haven't seen in the United States ever.
We are a society that's just as deeply polarized politically as the United States. So we used to look at the United States and say, oh, that happens there because they have all those weapons and they have these, you know, open carry and all this. But we also felt that we were better and that this kind of thing could not happen here. And immediately there were political accusations. A government minister who was forced to resign said, this is what comes from your so-called Western values. Well, the opposition responded, no, this is what comes from Putinism, from being pro-Russian. So that was the debate. But by and large, people approve of restrictive measures, and they cannot understand that the United States is unable to do anything about their problem. So people are saying, okay, this has not been imported from the United States. We are simply part of the big world. And these are things that happen in that outer world. And some things that are happening in this society have a lot to do with what's happening in other more developed societies, the societies that we are aspiring.
Well, Liliana Smilovic, we're going to have to leave it there. We thank you so much for being with us. Serbian journalist joining us from Belgrade, Serbia, where two mass shootings took place one day after another. One perpetrated by a 13-year-old student who gunned down his classmates and a guard in the school. That does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Aaron Dooley. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Felstein, Augusta Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astujo, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, Sanji Lopez. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Our director, Becca Staley.
You are listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. The song we started out with was Peter, Paul, and Mary's version of Blowing in the Wind. The first song that Bob Dylan wrote that became widely popular. At least that's Kenny Joe's recollection. I was unable to have my crack research staff back that up. But as far as I know, that's the first Bob Dylan cover that got into the top 10. For the rest of today, we're going to be playing songs by and about Mr. Dylan. Except for the next set. The next set's going to have nothing to do with our Nobel laureate. It'll be the Pinckney Hall New Music Set. So we'll get into that as soon as we tell you about one of our fine partners here at WRCT, our fine underwriters, the Irma Freeman Center. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Erman Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions and have regular gallery hours every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, dial 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Okay. We'll play some new tunes here.
The afterglow of dreams fills me with a hope, as looking back, maybe once again I shall understand nothing.
Now you're in the dark. met you in my door. And who is it that you're looking for? Is it your mama or your baby girl? A cup of sugar or the whole wide world? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me?
So let me tell you what was in that new music set. The last song was by Cenk Sedup, Price of Something, from their new CD, Look Who's Talking. And then before that, we had Hariel Bui doing Is It Me from her CD, Real and Fantasy. And we started off with a group from Vancouver, Canada. Only a Visitor is the name of the group. The CD is Decay, and the track we played was Understanding Nothing. So from here on out, it's going to be all Bob Dylan, who has a birthday coming up. I've lost track of which one it is. There were CDs that came out with people doing Bob Dylan covers on his 60th and his 70th. I think we're in the 80s, but I don't remember anything happening in the on the 80th. But anyhow, we're going to do that along with, we'll get the PSAs out of the way right now. That's what we'll do. We can find a couple here. Oh, here's a good one. It's about trees. How can we grow vibrant communities? With trees. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This has been a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Kenny Joe was in New Orleans once visiting a former WRCT DJ, and he lived on a street where it was several blocks with trees and several blocks without trees. And he pointed out that he paid extra for his house because it was on the block with trees. So I guess there's something to that. Makes sense to me. Okay, moving on. 80,000 people in America have sickle cell disease, and 2 million carry the trait of this hereditary disease. Sickle cell disease can be painful and frustrating, especially when regular blood transfusions are part of the treatment. But you don't have to face it alone. Talk with your doctor about effectively managing the disease and complications related to treatment, such as iron overload. For information, visit sicklecelldisease.org. Okay, that's your two PSAs for the day. Now we're going to do a set of Bob Dylan songs. And we'll probably even play one sung by Mr. Dylan himself.
Bigulu li souf sede Tlenga wun tou fatou Mingi don gare Ni bigulu li yu teti Chi melak yin kawe lak Yenen yu mel ni Lu don diri ngiri liberte Diri ngiri jambari Don kekhte bal dakul Diri ngiri ngi don gaday Chi yon yu meti Angir kip ko xamni soldat ndu butu muranki ci gudigi and against the bomb the chimes of freedom flashing ci ben mbar ci dekk bi ñi ngi laqatu won di xol li nga xamanteni bi yaangi doon wañe ko bi jolol yu nekk ci xew diri ci taw bi ngelaw yiru jolol yu leer nekk ci kawam di tabbi ah diri ngir ci bañ di yongu ngir ki lopp di yongu ki ñi ñakk chance ñi ñu fatte ñi ñu wor di yongu ngir ñi ñu beddi yak ko laq muy dundé and we gave the bomb the chimes of freedom flashing Look, do you want? eglisi san mu sore sore angeluli desu tulu tul tululi ne kulle garanti dirir ngir kilabi dirir ngir kibah dirir ngir nyikati aki sama sumutu angetal kati kene gimul mu sore sore kikamono
and we gaze upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Most of the time. I'm halfway content most of the time. I know exactly where I went. I don't cheat on myself. Tell you, I don't run and hide. I don't hide from the feelings I got buried deep inside. And I don't compromise. And I don't pretend. Most of the time, most of the time, he ain't even on my mind. Tell you, I wouldn't even know him if I saw him. He's that far behind. Time. I can't even be sure if he was thinking about me or if he was thinking about her. Most of the time, my head's on straight. Most of the time, I'm strong enough not to hate. Don't build up illusions till they make me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, and I don't care how thick. I can smile in the face of all mankind. I don't even remember what his lips felt like on mine. But then that's of the time. It ain't all the time, it's most of the time. Most of the time. Most of the time. He ain't even on my mind. Oh, most of the time.
Stepped in the middle of seven sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's a hard, it's a hard race. Gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody. Saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 girls and talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard. It's a hard race. Gonna fall. The sound of the thunder, it roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. Heard one person starve. I heard many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard. It's a hard rain. Gonna fall. Oh, who did you meet? My blue-eyed son. Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me
stand. She let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know why she'd go, but I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing that time, She said she would never forget, but now morning is clear. It's like I ain't here. She acts like we never met. It's all new to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. But it's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams I deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talks that acting like we never met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell, instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to your chase. There was skirted suede as the guitar played. Her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed. Pussy ain't the same. She just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I'd gladly confess to anything I might have tried. If I was with her too long, or I've done something wrong, I'd wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. Though the night ran swirling and whirling, I remember her whispering, yet. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. I'm leaving today, I'll be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. But if you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody asks me, is it easy to forget? I say it's easily done, you just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
We started off that set with where did we start off that set? We started it off with Yusu Endur doing his version of Chimes of Freedom. That was off his CD, The Guide. A lot of good drummers have played with Dylan over the years, but I don't think he's ever had anything as good as the drumming on that. After that, we had Betty LaVette doing Most of the Time. That was off of a I think it was an Amnesty International CD for the benefit of Amnesty International called Chimes of Freedom, the Songs of Bob Dylan. That was originally off of I think it was 1989's Oh Mercy. Chimes of Freedom, by the way, was off of another side of Bob Dylan, which I think was 63. interesting to think that that song was written in 63. And then what do we have after that? We had Eliza Gilkison doing A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. That was off of Freewheelin', which I think was 62. Again, we're relying on memory here. I was unable to contact my crack research team, so, you know, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. Except I know the titles. I know that. And then the last song was I Don't Believe You, and that was also off another side of Bob Dylan. Okay, let me tell you about a couple of shows in that are here on WRCT. First of all, on Monday nights, we have Trapdoor. Have you ever checked under the trapdoor your mom told you to stay away from? Maybe you should take a look. Monday, 10 till midnight, punk, electronic, eggs, and more, only with DJ Sideways on WRCT. And then vaguely continuing the Bob Dylan theme, we have 8 Miles High. Song made popular, well, song by the Byrds. Which reminds me, I need to do another 12-string guitar show. We'll do that in June. Okay, 8 Miles High. And when you touch down, you'll find that a stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Okay, back to the music.
Everybody got to serve somebody. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may love to gamble. You may love to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite, the long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, yes, you gotta serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it might be Selassie, or it might be the Lord. You gotta have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might be a rock and roll addict preaching on a stage. Might have drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman, some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be Selassie, it may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Come on, come on, come on. Serve Jah. Serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Them a rush lot of things for them creator. Some of them read the Quran and a tabo Allah. Some of them cross them legs and a bow to Buddha. King Selassie, yeah, represent Rasta. Christianity, Jesus, them personal savior. Some no give a damn, sipping on some Johnny Walker. You have to clear your conscience one way or another. Have some respect, man, for Mother Nature.
Did you hear what the man says?
To serve somebody.
You got to serve.
Serve somebody.
Well, well, it could be Selassie, or it might be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You might be a state trooper, you might be a young turd, you might be the head of some TV network. Maybe rich poor, maybe blind or lame. You may be living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve.
serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody, yeah.
Serve somebody.
Well, it might be Selassie I, or it might be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a construction worker working on a home. You may be living in a mansion, you may be living in a dome. You might own some guns and bombs, you might even own some tanks. You might be somebody's landlord, you might even own a bank. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it might be Selassie I, or it might be the Lord now. You gotta serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Everybody got to serve somebody, yeah.
Serve somebody.
Even the president must serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
In the morning.
Serve somebody.
In the evening.
Serve somebody.
So you got to serve somebody.
Hey, Bob Dylan, I wrote you a song. Today's your birthday, if I'm not wrong. If I'm not mistaken, you're 50 today. How are you doing, Bob? What do you say? Well, it must have been about 62. I heard you on record and you were brand new. And some had some doubts about the way you sang, but the truth came through and loudly it rang. Yeah, you were hipper than Mitch Miller. And Johnny Mathis put together. So I got some boots, a harmonica rack, a D21, and I was on the right track. But I didn't start writing until 68. It was too damn daunting. You were too great. I won a whole lot of Bob Dylan imitation contests, though. Yeah, times were a-changing. You brought it all home. Blonde on blonde like a rolling stone. The real world is crazy. You were deranged. And when you went electric, Bob, everything changed. A shock to the system. Out of commission, had a motorcycle wreck hold up in Woodstock with a broken neck. And the labels were signing up guys with guitars out to make millions looking for stars. Well, I figured it was time to make my move. Songs from the Westchester County Delta Country. Yeah, I got a deal, and so did John Prine, Steve Forbert, and Springsteen, all in a line. They were looking for you, signing up others. We were new Bob Dylans. You're a dumbass kid, brothers. Yeah, we still get together every week at Bruce's house. Boy, he's got quite a spread, I'll tell you. It's a 12-step program. Yeah, but we were just us, and of course you were you, and John Wesley Harden sure sounded new. And then Nashville skyline was even newer, and blood on the tracks, and the ringing got truer. And let's see, there was another one in there somewhere. Nashville's blood on. Oh, I got it. I got it. Self-portrait. Well, it was an interesting effort. Yeah, I had to stop listening. Times were too tough. Me being the new me was hard enough. You keep right on changing like you always do, and what's best is the old stuff still all sounds new. Today's your birthday, have a great one, Bob. Being the new you's one hell of a job. My kid cranked up her boombox, almost groaned, and I heard you screaming from her room. Everybody must get stoned. Thanks a lot, Bob. Happy-
tell you. I've always wanted to tell you, but I never had the chance to say. But I feel in my heart from the beginning to my dying day. I was 15, 16, maybe. Park, I was waving my arms. You were red with sweat, and you sang the song that I was screaming. I wanted you to. Another time was in South Carolina. It's always been the third encore.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. And I know no one can sing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues. Them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, see the ghost of slavery ships. I can hear them tribes. Hear that undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Glenn Willie McDowell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway. I can hear them rebels yell, and I know.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we turn the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo, let me tell you what was in that set. We started things off with, what do we start things off with? I'm missing a song somewhere here. Oh, I see what we did. We started things off with Gotta Serve Somebody. That version was, That was off a fine CD, Is It Rolling Bob, Reggae Bob Dylan. That was Nausea with Drummy Zeb and the Razor Posse featuring Incline. And then we had Loudon, or is it Loudon, Wainwright III doing Talking New Bob Dylan off of History. If you want to know what Bob Dylan's all about, that explains the whole thing. And missing on the playlist, but we did play it, was a Cat Power doing Song to Bobby. Boy, I can't... What CD was that? Oh, Jukebox, of course, Jukebox. And last but certainly not least, Blind Willie McTell. That never made it off a real commercial album release. That was from the Bootleg Series Volumes 1 through 3. I think that was recorded like in 76. You didn't hear too many people talking about Ghosts of Slavery back in 76, but... there you go. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week, and we will play songs by people that were born in May who are not named Bob Dylan.
Brown. Among purists, and you know how many purists there are, Brown was having some difficulty. Some of the purists wanted Brown to be more... Others wanted Brown to be more... Still others wanted Brown to be basically Brown. Yeah. A lesser color might have fallen apart. But Brown met the problem beautifully by becoming just about as basic, just about as subtle as you can just about get. That's why you hear so many people saying, "My, that's a subtle brown." That's the way it's been ever since. Even with a light tan or sweet dark chocolate or deep brown eyes. Next time you see brown, any shade, remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Label parts 1 to 3.